Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What is going on? Welcome into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network, episode 134 of the JetCast. As a matter of fact, we're getting that number up there, man. With every single week, it has flown by, especially this fall semester, and we're actually coming down the tail end of our first semester of the JetCast this season. Just this episode, we'll take next week off for the Thanksgiving holidays, and then we'll start the month of December with just have one show before final exams and winter break. So just this show and one more before a long winter break, and then we'll hit the ground hard for second semester in mid-January. So we got to make the most of our show here today, and we're going to talk a lot of basketball on this edition of the JetCast. We'll recap a thrilling Jet Day outing for the men's basketball team as they hosted a school day event hosting Barclay College in a big win over the Bears, with dozens of elementary school students in attendance. And it was a great, fun atmosphere on Tuesday morning. We'll talk about that with head coach RJ Allen, as well as our player of the game from that contest in freshman Sam Medalli from the men's basketball team. And we'll also recap Tuesday night's big road win for Amy Briggs and the Jets women's basketball team. We'll talk with Coach Briggs about the win at Emporia State, and we'll also visit with junior Monica Redondo and catch up with her and get to know her just a little bit better as we work through the early stages of basketball season, with the year really heating up here in the coming days. But we'll look forward to that. But let's start, as we always do, by taking a look in the week that was in Jets athletics. And of course, today is Thursday, the 21st of November. So the month is flying by, but let's look back at the past week since we last visited. But last time out, we recapped the win over Tabor and over William Jewell on the basketball court. But just in case you forgot, the women's basketball team knocked off William Jewell 68-52, and the men followed it up in our first doubleheader of basketball action of the season with a 108-51 thumping of the Tabor College Blue Jays. The following night, Thursday of last week, the Jets men's soccer team fell in the semifinals of the MIAA GAC men's soccer tournament, falling to the host and number one seed Southern Nazarene in a thriller 3-2. The Jets led 1-0 at halftime, but were not quite able to hang on. It's still a valiant effort and an end to what was an incredibly successful year for Victor Dominguez and the Jets men's soccer team, with 9 all-league honors on the field and somewhere around a dozen academic honorees as well. So an outstanding season for the Jets on the soccer pitch. And then over the weekend, women's bowling was in action as they headed down to Louisiana, competing in the Colonial Lanes Classic, where they finished in 10th place in a loaded field with tons of competition, again, from all divisions, Division I, Division II, and beyond. And finishing in 10th place, again, nothing to scoff at, as Billy Murphy and the ladies on the bowling lanes continue to do some strong things with their season off and running as well. That event, again, went all weekend down in Louisiana, 3 days of competitions, and they took on several different teams, everything from Tulane to Vanderbilt, Southern, Jackson State, many, many more. But if you want to look through every single result of those individual matches and different things, you can go to NewmanJets.com. Also, on Friday night, the Jets women's volleyball team kicked off their final weekend of competition of the season down in Warrensburg, Missouri, falling to the Jennies 3-0, but more competitive set play for Marisa Compton's group in that one, as they were right alongside the Jennies the entirety of that contest. And then the Jets on the volleyball court would wrap up their season with a road loss at Missouri Southern, falling in 4-3-1. But again, right in that match, they fell in the fourth set 25-20 and were right there until the very end. But that was the conclusion of the Jets volleyball season. On the basketball court on Saturday, the Jet men were back at home hosting Kansas Christian, and another big win for RJ Allen's group as they won 95-68 over the Falcons in that one. And with the win, they had improved to 3-1. But that was not the last we would see or hear from the Jets in the past several days. Again, we touched on it just a bit ago, but the Jets would win on Tuesday hosting Barclay College at 10:30 a.m., one of the earlier tip-offs that I've ever been a part of, but it was fun and it was loud thanks to the students in attendance, and the Jets fed on that energy, winning 105-58. And then Tuesday night in Emporia, the Jets women's basketball team now has won their last two matchups at Emporia State, knocking off the Lady Hornets 74-59 in just a dominant performance. Took a double-digit lead into the locker room, battled back after Emporia State got back within seven in the second half and really pulled away with a huge fourth quarter. They led by more than 20 with a few minutes left, and then Emporia State put a few late scores on the board, including a last-second three to make it look a little closer than it really was. Just a dominant effort for the Jets ladies in that win in Emporia on Tuesday night. But we'll talk more about that, like I mentioned, with Coach Briggs and Monica Redondo here in just a little bit. But before we get into our interviews, a little bit of volleyball news as well. As we mentioned, they wrapped up their season last weekend, but the 2024 All-MIAA volleyball teams were announced along with postseason awards earlier this week. And for the third consecutive season, Jets player Ozioma Ajaquu earned All-MIAA honorable mention. The senior from Lawrence, Kansas this season appeared in 97 sets, starting in 28 matches for the Jets, leading the team with 281 kills, averaging just less than 3 kills per set, scoring a total of 331 total points this season. She also led the Jets on the defensive end with 78 blocks, 22 solo blocks, and 56 block assists. And through her three seasons as a Jet, Ozzie tallied 700 kills, 288 sets played, and 257 total blocks. Just an outstanding end to what was a phenomenal career on the court for the Jets. But again, All MIAA honorable mention honors for Ozzie to wrap up the volleyball season. And again, three straight years of earning All MIAA honorable mention. Just fantastic stuff for her. But I wanted to make sure we acknowledged that incredible achievement. But let's head into our first break here on the show. And when we come back, we'll talk men's basketball. We'll begin with head coach RJ Allen wrapping up the big win over Barclay College Tuesday morning. And then following that, we'll hear from Sam Medalli, the player of the game in that contest, a double-double for Sam with 10 points and 12 assists in the win over Barclay College, an incredible performance for him as just a freshman. He's continued to be a huge contributor for the Jets early on in his freshman campaign. And then following our talk with the men's basketball side of things, we'll flip over to the ladies and hear from head coach Amy Briggs and then junior guard in Monica Redondo as well. So that's all coming up in just a few short moments, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Jackson Schneider joined now by Newman Head Men's basketball coach R.J. Allen after the Jets' 105-58 victory over the Barkley Bears today. Coach, another well-rounded performance for your guys. I mean, everybody that played scored. Everybody that played tallied a couple of rebounds. And everybody but Dedrick with an assist. So very well-rounded as a group, doing a little bit of everything as a team. What were your thoughts on the victory today?
Yeah, I thought we did some good things. Obviously, we shared the ball, had 30 assists, 23 offensive rebounds. So, again, taking care of the ball, ball security, crashing the offensive glass were just some of the areas in which we wanted to kind of hone in on going into this game and then throughout the week. And so off to a good start in that facet.
Absolutely. The offensive rebounding really stuck out to me today. There was a bit of a size advantage. They have a couple of big bodies, but maybe not the depth of size that you had. And the guys really kind of flexed their muscles, their size inside, creating extra opportunities, leads to 28 second chance points today. What did you see effort-wise inside there?
Yeah, I mean, we felt like we had an advantage inside, and so we wanted to try to take advantage of that. And so I thought our guys did a good job of just crashing the glass when they were supposed to. I think a team, you know, with that size difference should, crash the way we did today. So, kudos to our guys, but getting still, we're going to continue to raise the bar and challenge them to meet it.
Now, with your team, again, you know, we mentioned the well-rounded aspect scoring-wise. Leading the way was Jacob Joe today, and it might be just playing Barkley. Something about it gets Jake going, but he had a career-high 21 against Barkley last year. He has 18 on 6 of 9 shooting from deep today. What did you see from him, especially, you know, with him kind of still fresh off of coming off a little injury to start the year?
Yeah, he's been kind of, he's had a rough stretch here where he was banged up in the preseason and missed a lot of time, and we just got him back. And so he's still trying to get his legs underneath him, and find his way. And so it's good to see him make some shots this morning, and hopefully he can continue that.
Now, Sam, who we just talked to, had maybe one of his best performances of his young career with 10 points and 12 assists, did a fantastic job distributing the ball. What does he bring to the table for this team as a young guy getting a lot of run early on?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tall task to play the point in our program. I ask a lot of those guys and probably unfairly coach them harder than anyone else. And so he's been a guy that has stepped into that role. He's accepted the challenge day in, day out, and he's growing. He's still learning, but he plays with just an unselfishness that is refreshing and that you like to see. And so, the ball moves, he finds guys. That's fantastic, and he was able to put that on display today.
Now, we talked before the game about the youngsters that were going to be in attendance, maybe bringing a little bit of energy to help wake the guys up with the early tip-off. How did you feel the atmosphere was with the youngsters in the crowd today?
Fantastic. I love, having the kids in the gym. It's a little earlier than we're accustomed to, but if we can, bring joy to those kids and get them on our campus and get them to a college basketball game, getting up a little earlier is the least we can do. And so we're just thankful that they were able to come and enjoy the game.
Are you a coffee guy? You drink coffee in the mornings?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering, with me, like, I had to. I need caffeine to get going, especially for an early game like this. But what was your routine to get up and get going today?
I normally try to start my day with the workout, and that normally gets me going. And so that's kind of my little routine. And so once I get a sweat going, I'm normally pretty good throughout the day. I may have to get a cup of coffee midday, but we'll see.
Maybe I had to take a page out of your book. I'm getting a little thicker these days, but that's all right. Coach, last thing I got for you is a big contest Friday night. Oklahoma Baptist, a very solid team coming in out of the GAC. What do you have to do to carry momentum from today's victory into that and try to keep this winning streak alive?
Yeah, they're a really good team. Really good team out of GAC. Will be one of our toughest tests yet today. And so anticipate that. And there's some things that even today in the last couple games we got to get better at once that level of competition steps up. So we're fully aware of that. We're fully aware that the level of competition is going to take a dramatic step. And so it's good to get these games where guys feel good about everything and we bring a new group together. But now we have to step on the floor. We got to execute. We got to eliminate mistakes. We got to get ready to defend a really good offensive team.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for the time. Congrats again on the win.
Thank you.
That's RJ Allen, head coach of your Newman Jets, after the big victory over Barclay College today. 105-58 was the final score.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Jackson Schneider visiting now with Jets newcomer Sam Medalli, our influxer player of the game. Sam, congratulations on the win, man.
Thank you.
A heck of an effort for you and your teammates today. Just tell me a little bit about what it's like to have a game like this. I mean, it's Tuesday morning. It's just another day, but instead of waiting all day long for that night tip-off, you got to wake up and get going.
Yeah, it was definitely something that was unexpected, but we practiced hard, and we try to make sure we bring 100% effort every time we're on the court, no matter what time. And I think we did a good job today bringing intensity, even though it was an early game.
Do you feel like the little kids, you know, it brought a little energy for you guys? It was a little bit louder in here than it has been in a while.
Yeah.
Maybe a little higher pitched, too.
Yes,
but
sir.
Did they bring the energy for you guys?
They did. They were a great crowd. It was a lot of fun looking over and all of them jumping around, screaming. It was funny.
Absolutely. Well, you guys have ripped off three straight wins and done so in convincing fashion. Now, you know, what has led to this great start for you guys? 4-1, playing some good basketball with a lot of newcomers. How have you all kind of clicked so quickly as a group?
I think we've all kind of just bought into our roles and what's best for the team. Everyone's kind of the chemistry is really strong between the guys. We're really close on and off the court. And I think that shows on the court and the way we play together. And like I said, we just bring everything every time we're on the court. That's what we've been taught by Coach Allen, and we're going to continue to do that.
Now, it's my understanding you've got a couple of brothers that are pretty talented basketball players as well. So you've been playing competitively, I'm sure, your entire life against those guys,
yes,
you know, in the backyard or in the basement or wherever. But what's that like to grow up in a family with a bunch of basketball athletes and to kind of push you to this point? Because I know with my siblings, they helped push me to where I am. How did that kind of mold you?
I think that molded me a lot in the way that I play. And how hard I worked to get here. They've been with me every step of the way. My older brother, I've always wanted to like play like him. So whenever he's in the gym, I get in the gym with him. And that kind of pushed me to be the hard worker that I am and to get to where I am. And the same thing with my little brother. He was always been in the gym with me. And we push each other to be better every day. There's never an off day with us.
That's awesome. And your older brother plays at Navy, right?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Have you gotten to go and see him play?
Yes, sir. Last year, I got to a couple games, and then this year I don't think I'll make it to any, but I'll be watching for sure.
Yeah,
you
got your own to worry about this
time. Yes,
sir. And we're glad to have you, Sam. Well, the last thing I've got for you is you look ahead to Friday. You've got a really big test coming in with Oklahoma Baptist, a really strong team, but like we mentioned, you guys are playing strong right now. How do you carry that into your next contest and keep this thing rolling?
I think we've got to keep our foot on the gas. We've got to have intensity every time we step on the court. We just have to play hard. Our team is we're at our best when we all buy in and play as hard as we can, regardless of what's going on. And I think if we go into the next game, everyone just bought into winning and playing the right way, I think we'll come out with a win.
Awesome. Sam Medalli, our guest here in our post-game show today. Sam, thank you so much for the time today. Best of luck in the future.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time, as always.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
Ah, what am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome back here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting now with head women's basketball coach Amy Briggs. And coach, first off, congratulations. Another big win this week at Emporia State. And I want to lead with this because it's going to be my favorite fun fact until it never exists anymore, but I hope it keeps going.
Yeah.
You're undefeated in White Auditorium. Newman had never won in that building until you came and took the helm at this program. What's it like for you to go into a historic venue like that and to play a great team like Emporia State? Now, be 2-0 in that building.
Yeah, Emporia usually draws a great crowd. I mean, they have their band going, so it's just a really fun place to play in a good environment. And obviously, they're always a really good team, so it's just a fun battle. And for us to come out with the win is obviously great, and to do it, you know, here back-to-back seasons, I think it just builds their confidence. I think it just allows them to be like, okay, yeah, we can go get a road win in a great environment with a great crowd.
And it has to build so much confidence because this group is still so young with so many freshmen and sophomore that are still growing and learning with every game they play. But to go on the road in a test like that and to win has to reinforce the work that they're putting in kind of behind the scenes.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I knew we would be really focused and prepared just the way that they were leading up to the game. We had, you know, all our starters were in the gym that morning getting some extra shots in, and everyone was just really focused and locked in just from the tip. So I was just excited for them to show and get the result of, like, yeah, our hard work that they put in and their preparation led to a victory.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned them getting shots up before you left for Emporia, because we had the men's game with the in the early morning that day, kind of a weird schedule. But I packed up my gear and I went and talked to a few people. I came back through the gym and they were in there shooting and they were laughing and smiling, but they were working hard. And,
yeah.
And I saw, you know, a lot of work being put in those short couple of minutes that I kind of observed from afar. But what does it show you about the team that you have that they're willing to put in that extra work before a game? I know you'll have players in the gym after games, you know, continuing to work. But what does that tell you about their work ethic, their drive, that they want to be great and they want to keep winning?
Yeah, I think it says a lot, and just that they care. And then just having some of our, I know we're not that old, but some of our kids that were here last year, they understand how important that is. And they're kind of teaching some of the youngsters as well. So I just think it says a lot about, you know, how much they want this program to do well, how much they want to do well, how much they want their teammates to do well, and just how much they care day to day about what's next.
Now, going back to the game at Emporia State specifically, you know, talking about that matchup, you got a really great start. You're up early. You get double-digit lead going into the locker room, but you have to know that they're not going to go down easy. You have to bring that intensity again for the second half. But they made a couple of runs, but it felt like every time they had some sort of run put together, your team would respond. How did you see your team handle some of that adversity and end up coming away with a strong road win?
Yeah, just a lot of growth in that area. I mean, we had a early season loss where we didn't make that jump when the other team made that comeback, and they were just very composed, stayed together, even in timeouts. I could just tell on their faces, like, they made a run, we're ready to make a run back at them. And I think they really understand the college game just because they've played now and they have that experience of the other team's going to make runs. It's how you respond and what you do next. And I thought we did a great job of getting in places where people could do what they do best and just making those plays and knocking down those shots and getting those stops when they needed to.
You mentioned kind of the close loss early in the year against Southern Arkansas. And we kind of talked about that after that game, how, you know, it stings, but it could be good. Like, we want to learn from games like this where we were right there. It was just a few small mistakes. Did you see that growth specifically, especially like you mentioned, kind of when it got tight there for a moment, your team never wavered. It seemed like they definitely could draw from those experiences a few weeks ago and have grown from it.
Yeah, we definitely did. You know, we made one or two mistakes, and we didn't let that be the third one. And then, like I said, we stepped up and made those plays that you need to make to kind of push it over the edge. So just really happy overall with them taking a lesson, and it's nice sometimes to get those, you know, early lessons early on just to prepare you for a moment in game like that.
Now, the fun part is you get the win, but you are far from finished. There's still ample challenges in front of you, and you come up on another road test this weekend as you head to Oklahoma Christian. So how do you draw from a win at Emporia State and keep this thing moving forward to Friday night?
Yeah, just with us having road games coming up, they know like how important that preparation is, but also we can get it done on the road. You know, mm-hmm. when we don't have things go our way, we can find a way and we can win in a variety of different ways. And so I think we'll be ready for the challenge that we have, whether that results in a win or not. I think we're prepared right now to take that on and see what happens.
Again, we're visiting with Amy Briggs, head women's basketball coach of your Newman Jets. And coach, we're going to hear from Monica Redondo here in a couple of minutes on the JetCast, and wanted to talk to you about her specifically, because we've talked about her before a couple different points about her academics and how she challenges herself in that avenue. But how have you seen her balance those things? Because she does so well on the court, and it never seems like she's you know, focused on one thing or the other too much. She balances it so well, but how have you seen her take on the challenge both on the court and in academics?
Yeah, she does a great job. I mean, today, for example, she had a lab that went over. She went over. She's a tutor on campus as well, so she tutored kids, and then she came to practice, did great, locked in on that, then watched some film. So she just knows how to prepare, and I've talked about it before. She's so smart. She's a 4.0 student, and it definitely goes into the basketball side. She knows every single thing in a scouting report, and then she's able to voice that and help others as well. And it's just a testament of she works really hard, and she studies, and I think she has a photographic memory. I think I'm convinced she does, but she's just a great example to everybody that you can do well academically. You can be a great teammate, and then you can get up extra shots as well, which she does, and she finds the time then to do all of those.
Now, with her being, you know, all of those great things you just mentioned, smart and athletic and doing all these things, she's also a leader and one of the veteran players that you have on this very young team. What does that give you in terms of confidence that when you look for leadership, you've got a player like Monty to lead the way for some of these youngsters?
Yeah, Monty's really has kind of all my trust. You know, I can put her on their best player. I can put her on a 6-foot player. I can put her on a point guard. And she accepts every challenge, and she's ready, and she doesn't phase away from it. So I think that just shows her leadership of leading by example. And, you know, she's done a lot of growth just in that next play mentality. And she understands how it can be to be someone younger. And so she's really taken on that lead of helping others when they need it, and they come to her and ask her questions because they know she knows the answer, and she knows what we want done in our program. You know, sometimes I'll be like, just if you have a question, ask Monty. She's going to know the correct answer. And so she's been a great example of just our program, our standards, and she knows what I want from her and what I want the team to do. And so just a great example overall.
Absolutely. Now, I want to turn to a little bit more fun stuff. Like we mentioned, you've got a big game coming up Friday night. Then next mm-hmm. week, you'll head to Springfield for a tournament there, but it's kind of that Thanksgiving week. So I want to ask you some Thanksgiving questions.
Okay.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving memory?
Ooh, memory. I think the best is when, especially when I was younger, when all of our cousins got to get together. Now we're all older, so sometimes it's hard with our schedules and jobs and stuff, but just that time that, hey, it's all the cousins and we're hanging out and probably playing some basketball outside and playing board games and just being with my family and my extended family as well is probably one of the things that I'm always thankful for, but definitely one of my favorites.
That's awesome. Now, do you have a favorite Thanksgiving food?
I wouldn't say food. I like a lot of the desserts, which are probably not as healthy, but you know, when you get get those good desserts in there. I mean, that's what makes it great. Just a wide variety. I mean, I like chocolates and peanut butters. Not necessarily the pies, just more like the chocolate-covered pretzels, stuff like that. I think those are the best.
See, that's where we differ. I am a big pie person, and that's I will die on that hill. Basically, the better part of my life, I don't get a birthday cake. I get a birthday pie from my mom. So that's where I stand. But that's okay. I don't count it against you. Now, is there anything in that traditional Thanksgiving setup that you are just not touching on the spread?
People make fun of me, but I don't like mashed potatoes at all. But I like cheesy potatoes. So it's just really funny because it has to have cheese. It can't be too soft, so I'm kind of picky. Like, I like a baked potato and stuff, but just the mashed potato, I don't like that. But if it has just a bunch of cheese in it, I'm good to go.
Okay. I didn't know you were a picky eater.
Yeah,
I'm learning a little bit about you.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mashed potatoes? My goodness. That's fun. Like I said, not counting it against you. Judging a little bit, but not too bad. Now, last thing I have for you is with that Thanksgiving holiday and basketball in between, mm-hmm. how do you try to mix that you know, focus for those games, because they're big games,
right,
with the fun and the holidays and that family feel, because you'll have athletes that won't really get to go home mm-hmm. as much for holidays.
Yeah, I think one fun part is, like I said, they're pretty focused, and we get to play Truman State, which that's where I came from, so yeah. I think they're kind of excited for that and for me, so I know they're going to be locked in, and it's a great environment at Drury, and we're also going to go over to Delaney Wiley's house during that time. So they're going to get a great meal. Her family's excited. So we're going to be able to have some time for us to just spend together, which is always fun. And then once we're finished, we will have some days off. But again, some of our out-of-town players, they can come over to my place, or we have some local players that they'll go over to their house as well and create that good environment for them.
That's awesome. I'm glad you get a little bit of the family time in there, especially with the Wileys.
Yes.
That's so fantastic. Yeah. And I'm sure the players and them will all enjoy that, and I'm sure eat everything that's available, because I know they're going to be hungry with all the games you're playing.
They will.
Well, that's all I got for you, Coach. Thank you so much for the time. As always, I greatly appreciate it. Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
That's Amy Briggs, head coach of your Newman Jets. We'll take another break and be back to wrap up the show right after this here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Newman Women's Basketball Junior Monica Redondo. And Monty, I want to start going back a couple of days, because the team played Central Christian last week, and you were there for the start of the game, and you left for a pretty special event, and then came back and you scored some points after that. So tell us a little bit about what that event was for you and what the day was like.
I have my lab coat ceremony, and it's basically for the juniors that have graduated, not graduated, but they're going to graduate in biology, chemistry, biochemistry, all that stuff. So that day was a little bit stressful for me because I was running from the gym to the event, then from the event back to the gym. But it was really fun. I really enjoyed that day. It was a good memory.
Absolutely. And I mean, to do all of that at once, just to come back and score, what was that moment like to get back in the game and then score after that big event?
Well, my teammates came to me at the bench and they were like, we need you to score some points. So I just got back in and it just kind of happened. It just kind of happened. I got the chance and I took it.
Awesome. Well, academically, I know you have been taking on a big workload there outside of your sports, but tell us a little bit about your academic journey and what your goals are for the future.
Right now, I'm studying biochemistry, and I'm doing really good so far, but this semester is kind of being rough. But I want to work in a lab. I don't know yet what type of lab, but I just know that I want to work like in a lab back in Spain.
What about that is intriguing for you? What interests you about that field, and what kind of led you in that direction?
I just have always liked science because I understand it, so it's easier for me to like study that type of stuff more than history and literature and all that. So I have enjoyed like doing research. Like I always have a lot of questions to ask, and I like investigating.
That's awesome. Well, I want to kind of build on that, because you play on the court so smart, at least in what I've seen, and it feels like your academics kind of helps you understand the game of basketball a little bit better. Do you feel like that has kind of helped you as you've developed on the floor?
I always feel like I can see more than some of my other teammates. Like I feel like I can understand what's going on in the game. Mm-hmm. And I think that can be related with like my major. I don't know. Yeah, well, whatever.
It's such an incredible thing to watch. And now seeing you for my second year, I know you've been here for 3 years now, but to see your growth and this team's growth has been so fun for me, just from the broadcast seat up above. But what's it been like for you, this journey over the last couple of years, and especially the last two seasons with Coach Briggs, and how much better this team has gotten over the last several months?
It has been amazing to like you see everything grow. Like it has kind of been a hard journey because like we have come from like really well from the beginning, so we're just building everything like step by step. So I'm really excited for this season and next year. So we'll see how it goes.
Absolutely. Well, it's gone great right now. Three straight wins for you and your teammates, and a big win in Emporia this week. You know, tell me a little bit about that game and what that meant to you to go on the road against a team in the MIAA and to get a big win like that, and what that can do maybe for this team's confidence as you keep going.
I was scared, not gonna lie, because it's a MIAA team and the MIAA has really, really good teams. So I was kind of scared to see like how we were looking against like someone in our conference. But it turned out really good. I was really, really happy, and a lot of our teammates did really good. So I was really, really excited to see us play like that.
And for you as a junior, this team is a very young group, and it was last year as well. But you're one of the more, you know, seasoned players. You've been around some of the longest of anyone on this team. What has it been like for you to lead this young group and kind of show them the way that you want to do things to keep building this program?
It has been amazing because they also listen a lot, and they like really try to do whatever like we tell them. So it's like really nice. And it also has been like really exciting to like come from being a freshman and being told what to do to now being able to help people out and tell them how to improve.
It's been really cool, and I know with still so many freshmen on this year's team, they've been learning on the fly, but a lot of those freshmen have been stepping in and playing big roles. I mean, we talked about Emporia State. Layla, as a freshman, had a great game for you guys this week. What have you seen from the freshmen and even the sophomores, those younger players, that shows you that they're capable and gives you confidence in what this team is building?
They put a lot of work in the gym, so I always see them shooting, and I always see them like trying to talk. Well, they are always talking about basketball, so they're really invested into it, and they always ask a lot of questions, which I think it's great. So, and then as I said before, they listen a lot, so whenever they made a mistake, like you tell them, hey, do this, and they like say yeah, I'm sorry, and then they do it perfectly. So that was amazing.
Again, we're visiting with Monica Redondo, a junior on the Jets women's basketball team. Moni, you come from Spain, and it's International Student Athlete Week here in the MIAA, which I actually didn't know a lot about, but I wanted to ask you about your experience being an international student athlete. What was the adjustment like coming from Spain all the way to Wichita, Kansas?
Well, it has been a whole thing. There's a lot of huge differences like between Spain and America. And one of them is definitely the language.
Yeah.
So at the beginning, it was really hard for me to like create relationships with people because I mean, I knew English, but I did not know this language and how fast Americans talk. So yeah, it was, that was the main hard thing that I had to go through. But other than that, the culture is amazing, the food is amazing, and, well, sports are amazing too. So, yeah. Well,
what's been your favorite part of being a part of the Newman family and the culture? Because it's very different here, like you mentioned, but there's a lot of international student athletes in all the other programs, mm-hmm. and even on your team with, mm-hmm. with Val being, you know, foreign as well. So what has that been like for you to experience kind of a little bit of both, right?
Yeah. I mean, it has been amazing. Like, Newman has a really good program for internationals. Like, they do events for us to, like, just come together and just hang out. So that has been amazing. But, like, the people that is from here also, like, are super, like, inclusive. Like, they always invite me for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for summer trips. Like, they were really inclusive and they were really nice. So I really appreciate that.
Awesome. It's so great to see you coming here and flourishing both on and off the court. But I want to ask you about what's still to come, because we're very early in this season for you and your teammates. What are your goals for the team the rest of the way? What do you want to accomplish with this group?
I really hope we make it to the tournament. I think we have, like, high chances this year. So I feel like if we keep doing what we are doing and we keep improving, like, we can make it. So that's my main goal, and I hope everyone keeps doing as good as they were doing.
Well, you've been doing great, and so has the team, but the last thing I've got for you, with you being from Spain, what is your favorite American holiday? We're getting on Thanksgiving, you mentioned that. I know that, yeah. There's some different differences there. Do you have a favorite one that you've gotten to enjoy so far?
I love Christmas break, because first of all, it's so long, so I have a lot of time to do everything. But there's, I love Christmas lights, and I feel like Americans, like, love Christmas lights. So I love driving around and just watching, like, Christmas lights in random houses or, like, just everywhere. So, yeah, I love Christmas.
That's awesome. Moni, thank you so much for the time, yeah, and best of luck this season.
Thank you so much.
That's Monica Redondo. We'll take a quick break here on the JetCast. We'll be back with much more right after this.
Hi, this is Marisa Compton, head coach of Newman Jets Volleyball. Show your support for the Navy in Red by grabbing your officially licensed Newman Jets apparel at anyjetsgear.com. Your purchase directly supports Newman student athletes. Choose from a wide variety of styles and colors featuring NU's official logos. Show your Jet pride at Fugate Gymnasium, McCarthy Field, and all over Wichita with Newman Jets apparel from anyjetsgear.com. That's anyjetsgear.com.
Final segment of the JetCast, episode 134 of our show. And as always, if you've missed any episodes in the past or you want to go back and listen to some of our previous interviews or discussions, you can go to NewmanJets.com/podcasts. And of course, we're available on Spotify, TuneIn, and Apple Podcasts. So pretty much wherever you want to get your podcasts, you can find us. Just search the JetCast on those platforms. But big thank you to Monica Redondo, as well as Amy Briggs, who you just heard from a few moments ago, as well as RJ Allen and Sam Medalli for being guests on our show this week. But as we wrap up, we'll wrap up, as we always do, with a look at the upcoming schedule in Newman Jets athletics, beginning with Friday's action. And Friday afternoon, the Jets wrestling team will head up to Fayette, Iowa, and wrestle at the Upper Iowa Duels. They'll take on the University of Sioux Falls at 3 o'clock, and then at 7, they'll take on the host in Upper Iowa University. And then the wrestling team will also be in action on Sunday afternoon in Warrensburg, Missouri, so a busy road weekend for the Jet wrestlers. They'll head to the UCM Open, an all-day event on Sunday. But also Friday night, the Jets women's basketball team will be on the road at 5:30 in Edmond, Oklahoma, as they travel to take on Oklahoma Christian, looking to build on their three-game winning streak in that big road win at Emporia State we discussed a little bit earlier on the show. But they'll take on the OCU Eagles 5:30 Friday night down in Oklahoma. But at 7 o'clock Friday night, right here in Wichita at Fugate Gymnasium, a huge home non-conference battle for the Jets as they ride their three-game winning streak as well into this matchup to match up with the Oklahoma Baptist University Bison. And that, again, 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll have coverage here on the Newman Jets Audio Network as well as the MIAA Network video feed as well. So we've got you covered with full play-by-play action, and I cannot wait for this game. Big test for the Jets at home, and we need a big home crowd to help with the atmosphere and to give the Jets all the energy they can to try to knock off the Bison in the first ever matchup between Newman and OBU on the basketball court. Also, over the weekend, the men's bowling team will head up to Fairview Heights, Illinois, and they'll play in the Match Games Championships hosted by McKendree University. That'll be Saturday and Sunday of action up in Illinois all day long, both days, so lots of bowling upcoming for them. And then next week, during the Thanksgiving break week on Tuesday and Wednesday, the Jets women's basketball team will be on the road competing in the Drury Thanksgiving Tournament in Springfield, Missouri on Tuesday afternoon, 1 o'clock. The Jets will take on Truman State University, which will be a very fun matchup for head coach Amy Briggs, who, of course, came to Newman after being an assistant coach on the Truman State basketball staff. So get a chance to take on her former squad on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. And then on Wednesday at 5:30, the Jets will take on the host in Drury University. So 5:30 on Wednesday for that second contest in the tournament of action there. The four teams competing include Truman State, Drury, Newman, and then also Arkansas Fort Smith, who came to Wichita for the MIAA GAC conference crossover to open up the season. So it'll be a fun couple of days of basketball right before that Thanksgiving holiday and the break as well. So again, we will not have a show next week because of the holidays and everything coming up with Thanksgiving, but that's a look at our upcoming week of athletics events here at Newman University. As always, if you want to see the full composite schedule, go to newmanjets.com/calendar or download the Newman Jets app. It's free for both Android and Apple users. Just search Newman Jets, and it's got the schedules, live stats, audio streams, pregame and recap articles of all the athletics events, and it's all available right there, and like we said, for free. So download that app today. But that's going to wrap up our show for today, episode 134 in the books. And again, big shout out to RJ Allen, Sam Medalli, Amy Briggs, and Monica Redondo for joining us on the show today. Always appreciate their time and appreciate yours as well for joining us on this week's edition of the JetCast. No show next week. One more for the semester, the first week of December, as we wrap up the first few months of Jets athletics this season. But again, thanks so much for tuning in as always. I've been Jackson Schneider. We'll see you next time here on the JetCast. You've been listening to the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.